Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 29th of April 2024. Essence, sweet children, this is the true company of the truth for ascending. You have now come into the company of the true Father. Therefore, never keep the company of falsehood. Question: on what basis do the intellects of you children remain stable in the unlimited? Answer: let the discus of self-realization continue to spin in your intellects. Whatever happens in the drama is all fixed. There cannot be a difference of even a second. The history and geography of the world have to repeat. When this is in your intellects very well, you can then remain stable in the unlimited. In order to remain stable in the unlimited, remain aware that destruction is now to take place and that you have to return home. Only after becoming pure will you return home. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you, sweetest spiritual children. He explains to those who are senseless. A teacher teaches in a school because the children have no understanding. Children understand from their studies, and you children also understand from your study who it is who is teaching you. You must never forget this. The one who is teaching you is the teacher, the Supreme Father, and so you have to follow his directions. You have to become elevated. The Sun Dynasty is the most elevated of all. Although the Moon Dynasty is also elevated, those of the Sun Dynasty are the most elevated of all. You have come here to become the most elevated of all. You children know that you have to become like them. Only after 5,000 years does such a school open. You are sitting here with the understanding that this truly is the company of the truth. The truth is the highest on high. You have his company. He is sitting here and making you into the most elevated deities of the Golden Age. That is, he is making you into flowers. You are changing from thorns into flowers. Some become those instantly, whereas others take time. You children know that this is the confluence age. Only you children know this. You have the faith that this is the age for becoming the most elevated human beings of all. Which most elevated beings? You have come here to become the highest on high emperors and empresses of the original eternal deity religion. You understand that you have come to claim unlimited golden aged happiness from the unlimited Father. All limited things finish. Limited fathers, limited brothers and children, maternal and paternal uncles, limited property, that is, limited wealth, etc., to which you have a lot of attachment, all are to be destroyed. The Father explains, all of these properties are limited. You now have to go into the unlimited. You have come here to claim unlimited property. All others are limited things. even bodies are limited. When someone falls ill, he dies. There is untimely death. See what people continue to invent nowadays. Science has also performed wonders. There is so much pomp of Maya. Scientists have a lot of courage. Those who have many buildings and palaces, etc., believe that this is the golden age for them. They do not understand that there is just the one religion in the golden age. That is a new world. The father says, they are completely senseless. You are becoming so sensible. You climb up and then come down the ladder. You were sensible in the golden age, and then, while taking 84 births, you became senseless. The father comes and makes you into sensible ones, who are called those with divine intellects. You know that when you had divine intellects, you were very sensible. It is remembered, Baba, through the inheritance you give us, we become the masters of the whole of the earth and sky. No one can snatch that away from us. No one can interfere in that. The Father gives you a great deal. No one can fill your aprons more than when you meet such a Father whom you have been remembering for half of this cycle. People remember God at times of sorrow. When you have received happiness, there is no need to remember him. Everyone cries out to him in sorrow, O Rama. They say all sorts of words in this way. There are no such words in the golden age. You children have come here to study personally with the Father. You hear the versions directly from the Father. The Father doesn't give you knowledge indirectly. You receive knowledge directly. The Father has to come here. He says, I have come to my sweetest children. You call out to me, O Bapdada. The Father also responds, O children, now remember me very well. Do not forget me. Many storms of Maya will come. She will make you stop studying and make you body conscious. Therefore, remain careful. This is the true spiritual company of the truth to make you climb up. Other spiritual gatherings are for coming down. Only once do you receive the company of the truth. You receive the company of falsehood for birth after birth many times. The Father says to you, children, this is your final birth. You now have to go to the place where there is nothing lacking and for which you make effort. You listen to whatever Baba says at this time. There you won't even be aware of it. Where are you going now? To your land of happiness. That land of happiness was yours. You were in that land of happiness, and you are now in a land of sorrow. Baba has shown you a very easy path, so remember that. Our home is the land of peace, and we will go to heaven from there. No one apart from you goes to heaven. So only you would remember it. We first go into happiness and then into sorrow. there is no land of happiness in the Iron Age. You cannot receive any happiness here. This is why sannyasis say that happiness is like the droppings of a crow. You children now understand that Baba has come to take us back home. He will make us impure ones pure and take us back. We will become pure by going on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is a lot of fluctuation on a pilgrimage. Some fall ill and return home. It is the same here. This is a spiritual pilgrimage where your final thoughts lead you to your destination. We are going to our land of peace. It is very easy, but Maya makes you forget a lot. Your war is with Maya. The Father makes everything very easy and explains to you that you are now going to the land of peace. You only remember the Father. You also imbibe divine virtues. You become pure. You have to keep three or four main things in your intellects. Destruction has to take place. We also went back 5,000 years ago, and we will also be the first ones to come down. It is remembered that Ram went and Ravan went. Everyone has to go to the land of silence. You claim a status according to how much you study. Your aim and objective is in front of you. Some ask to have visions. What is this picture of Lakshmi and Narayan if not a vision? What other vision do you want apart from this? That of the unlimited Father? None of the other visions are of any use. People want to have a vision of Baba. Nothing is sweeter than Baba. The Father says, "Sweet children, have you had a vision of yourself?" Souls want to have a vision of Baba. Have you had a vision of yourself? You children now understand this. You have received the understanding of your being souls and that your home is the land of peace. We souls come down from there to play our parts. According to the drama plan, we first go to the Golden Age. This is the most auspicious age of the confluence of the end and the beginning. There are only Brahmins in this age, no one else. In the Iron Age there are many religions and clans, etc. In the Golden Age there will just be the one dynasty. This is easy, is it not? At this time, you belong to the confluence-aged godly family. You are neither golden-aged nor iron-aged. You know that the Father comes and teaches you this study every cycle. While sitting here, this is what should come to you in your awareness. There is the land of peace, the land of happiness, and this is the land of sorrow. You have disinterest, that is, you remove this land of sorrow from your intellects. Those people do not remove anything from their intellects. They leave their homes and families and have renunciation. The Father never tells you to leave your homes and families. Yes, you definitely have to serve Bharat and also yourselves. You can do service even while sitting at home. You definitely have to come here to study. Then, when you have become clever, you can also make others similar to yourselves. There is very little time left. It is remembered that a lot of time has passed and that only a short time remains. People of the world are in complete darkness. They believe that 40,000 years still remain. The Father explains to you, "Children, there is now a short time left. You have to stabilize in the unlimited. Everything that is happening in the whole world is all fixed. The drama is moving like a louse. The history and geography of the world must repeat. Only those who are to go to the Golden Age will come and study here. You have studied many times. You are establishing your heaven by following Srimat. You also know that God, the highest on high, comes in Bharat. He also came in the previous cycle. You would say, such a father comes every cycle. He says, I will carry out this establishment every cycle. You are the ones who see destruction. Everything continues to sit in your intellects. You know how the acts of establishment, destruction, and sustenance take place. You then have to explain this to others. Previously, you did not know these things. By knowing the Father, you come to know everything from Him. You know the world, history, and geography accurately. The Father explains to you how people become Satopradhan from Tamopradhan. You then have to explain this to others. You children are now becoming those with divine intellects. In the Golden Age, there are only those with divine intellects. This is the most auspicious confluence age. This is also called the Gita episode, when you change from those with stone intellects into those with divine intellects. It is God Himself and not any human being who speaks the Gita to you. You souls hear it and then relate it to others. This is called spiritual knowledge, which you then relate to your spiritual brothers. There continues to be expansion. You know that Baba comes and establishes the sun and moon dynasties. Through whom does he establish them? Through the Brahmins, who are the mouth-born creation of Brahma, the decoration of the Brahmin clan. The Father gives you Srimat. This is something to be understood. You have to note this down in your hearts. This is very easy. This is a land of sorrow. We now have to return home. After the Iron Age, there is the Golden Age. This is a tiny matter and it is very easy. Even if you are not educated, it does not matter. You should listen to those who have studied this. Shiv Baba is the father of all souls. You now have to claim your inheritance from him. If you have faith in the Father, you will receive the inheritance of heaven. Let the soundless chant continue inside you. I am receiving the inheritance of unlimited happiness and heaven from Shiv Baba. This is why you definitely have to remember Shiv Baba. All of you have a right to claim the inheritance from the Unlimited Father. Just as you have a limited birthright, in the same way, this is your unlimited birthright. You receive the kingdom of the whole world from Shiv Baba. You also have to explain this to little children. Every soul has a right to claim his birthright from the Father. You definitely claim it every cycle. You claim the inheritance of liberation in life. Those who receive the inheritance of liberation also definitely go into liberation in life. Their first birth would be one of happiness. This is your 84th birth. All of this knowledge should remain in your intellects. Do not forget that the Unlimited Father is teaching you. Bodily beings can never give you this knowledge. They do not have this spiritual knowledge. It is explained to you that you have to consider yourselves to be brothers. No other human beings receive these teachings. Although they relate the Gita and say that God speaks, lust is the greatest enemy, and by conquering it, you will become the conquerors of the world, they do not understand it. God is the truth. Deities had learnt the truth from God. Where did Sri Krishna claim his status from? How did they become Lakshmi and Narayan? What act did they perform? Can anyone tell you this? Only you now know that the incorporeal father taught them how to do such actions through Brahma. This is the world. You are the Prajapita Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. You have knowledge of the spiritual father. You understand that you now know God. The incorporeal one is the highest on high. He doesn't have a corporeal form. Everyone else that you see is corporeal. In the temples too, you see an image of a Shiva Lingam, which means that he has no body. It isn't that he is beyond name and form. Yes, all other bodily beings are given names and they have a horoscope. Shiv Baba is incorporeal. He doesn't have a horoscope. That of Sri Krishna is number one. People also celebrate the birthday of Shiva. Shiv Baba is incorporeal and the benefactor. The father comes and so he would surely give you your inheritance. His name is Shiva. He is the father, teacher and Sat Guru. He is all three in one. He teaches you so well. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vedana. 1. Remove this land of sorrow from your intellect and keep the land of peace and the land of happiness in your awareness. Definitely do true service of Bharat and yourself. Relate this spiritual knowledge to everyone. 2. In order to claim your golden-aged birthright, have full faith in the One Father. Continue to chant the soundless chant internally. Definitely study this study every day. Blessing. May you be a satisfied soul who experiences all relationships with the Father as well as the happiness of all attainments. Those who are true lovers remain constantly happy with all attainment in every adverse situation and in every activity. Some children do experience him to be their father, their bridegroom, or their child, but they do not experience as much attainment as they want. So, together with that experience, also experience the attainment of having all relationships with him. Those who have and experience such attainment remain constantly content. They do not feel themselves to be lacking anything in any way. Where there is attainment, there would definitely be satisfaction. Slogan: become an instrument and you will have a share in the success of service. Om Shanti.